This is Dr. Christiana Wolf. Welcome to the 45-Minute Body Scan. Starting by finding a comfortable posture, either lying down or being seated on a chair. And just taking a moment to set up your posture so it is as comfortable as possible in this moment. If you're lying on the ground, resting the arms alongside the body, the palms facing down or up, the feet are falling away from each other. And if you're in a chair, sitting up in a straight and comfortable manner, resting your hands in your lap, closing the eyes if that feels comfortable, and otherwise just lowering the gaze, congratulating yourself that you are showing up for your life as it is, moment by moment. And starting out by just feeling into the body and noticing what is here today in this moment. Noticing if you're maybe tired or awake, restless or calm, or anything else that might be here. So if you like, just for a couple of breaths, placing your hands on the belly and seeing if you can feel the movement of the breath under your hands, rising with the inhalation and then lowering with the exhalation. We call this diaphragmatic breathing or whole body breathing. And we were all born breathing that way. But the older we get, the less and less we use of our lung capacity. So it's good to know what this kind of breathing feels like. And as we are moving through the body scan, the breath will just be natural, so it doesn't have to be deep or long. The body knows how to breathe. So now you can either just leave your hands on the belly or placing them back at your sides. And the most important thing with the body scan is that we are not asking the body to do anything, to perform or provide anything. So we're not looking for any particular sensations in the body. And that means that at times we won't be feeling anything as we're moving through the different areas of the body. And that is just fine. So our work is to just show up as if there was a sensation. And we're also not trying actively to relax, or the goal is not to relax. If you feel relaxed, that is wonderful. But if you don't, that doesn't mean you're doing anything wrong. We're practicing here to be present with whatever is already here. So starting now by bringing attention into the left foot. Noticing any sensations in the left foot in this moment. Maybe feeling contact with the ground, pressure against the heel. Maybe you have a sense of the position of the left foot. Maybe you can feel your toes or not. And when the mind wanders off, just noticing and gently re-escorting it back to this moment, where we are right now. Now moving the attention on to the left ankle. Feeling into the area of the left ankle, which you might or might not be able to feel. We can still pay attention as if there was something to feel. Just like we can listen to a sound even if we don't hear anything. And then from the left ankle, we're moving on to the left lower leg. And we're shining the light of awareness on the left lower leg like we would use a flashlight. So we're just paying attention to that area, and everything else moves a little bit into the background. What sensations are here today? Maybe pressure? Maybe fabric against the skin? Tingling, warmth, a coolness, the position of your lower leg in the room. And moving on now to the knee, the left knee. Maybe you have a sense if the knee is bent or straight. Maybe the front of the knee feels different than the back, or not. And if it is helpful to you, you can use the image of the breath to guide the attention, as if you could be breathing into the different areas of the body. And then letting go of the knee and moving the attention on now to the left thigh. So that whole area between the left knee and also including the left hip joint. Exploring any sensations that are present in this moment, today. And maybe noticing that visualizing a body part is very different from actually feeling it. Let's stay with feeling. Pressure, position, temperature. Anything else? Feeling into the left thigh. And now opening the awareness and including the entire left leg. So from the hip joint all the way down into the foot and the toes. So feeling the entire left leg. And if it is helpful, you can picture yourself breathing down the left leg. And then releasing the left leg and moving the attention to the right foot. The right foot in this moment. Is the foot in contact with anything? You have a sense of the heel or the toes. And there is no need to wiggle the toes in order to feel something. The right foot. And now moving on to the right ankle. Maybe the only way you can feel the right ankle is by the way your foot is bent. Or maybe that doesn't work for you at all. Your experience in this moment. And now moving on to the right lower leg. Getting a sense of the right lower leg. contact, temperature, maybe tingling or nothing at all. And yes, you will feel more the more you do this body scan. Let's turn up the volume a little on how much we can feel the body from within. How much we can be embodied. And now moving the attention to the right knee. Maybe you have a sense of the front or the back or the sides. And sometimes there might be memories. Memories about a body part. And you can just notice them and come back to what this area actually feels like right now. And of course, if at any time it feels just too much or overwhelming, then you can move the attention either to the breath and just stay with the breath, or you can even open your eyes for a moment if you had them closed. And then you decide when you want to continue with wherever we're at with the body scan. So now moving on to the right thigh. Feeling into the thigh. Not visualizing it. Not thinking about it. Staying with feeling. And now opening the awareness and feeling the entire right leg from the hip joint all the way down into the toes. And maybe picturing breathing down the right leg. And then letting go of the right leg. And now bringing the attention to the pelvis. Starting with where there is contact with your buttocks, on the ground or on the chair. Then bringing awareness to the genital and anal area. And then feeling into the area of the entire pelvis. All the organs inside, and maybe there's a sensation of the breath moving in the lower belly, or not. And then expanding the awareness to include the entire abdomen, your entire belly, and maybe noticing the movement of the breath. The rising and falling of the belly. And usually we can feel our internal organs. Sometimes we can feel the stomach or the intestines gurgling or making sounds or moving. But most of the time we can't feel anything inside. We can still place the attention inside and noticing what's that like. And from here now, moving the attention to the small of your back, an area where many of us hold tension or even pain. So just bringing awareness to the area of the sacrum, the bony plate in the back of your pelvis. Maybe noticing contact with the ground or the chair. And if you ever come across an area in the body that is tense or even painful, notice if you can just stay with it. Maybe using the breath to picturing breathing into a tight spot and noticing. And again, if it feels too much, you can always move the attention away to the breath for a little bit. But staying curious. And now slowly moving the attention up the spine. And noticing any sensations here. Maybe Maybe some areas are in contact with the back of the chair or whatever you're lying on, and some areas are not. Can you feel a difference? Maybe noticing where the ribs are starting and where there might be more movement with the breath in that area. Moving further up the spine. Maybe feeling the shoulder blades. And now bringing attention to the entire rib cage. So the back, the sides, and the front. Noticing the movement of the breath here, the rising and falling, the expansion and contraction. If you like, bringing awareness to the organs inside the rib cage, inside the chest. Now bringing attention to the chest wall and maybe the breasts. And now letting go of this area of the body and moving the attention all the way down into the left hand. Feeling into the left hand. The position of the hand. Areas of contact. Maybe feeling the individual fingers. And then moving on to the left wrist. And then the left forearm. And maybe noticing the difference of how much you can feel in the hand, and maybe not so much in the wrist and forearm. What's that like for you? Any sensations in the left forearm, contact, pressure, touch, temperature, tingling, anything else? And moving on now to the left elbow. Feeling into the area of the left elbow. And then the left upper arm, from the elbow up to the shoulder joint, where the arm joins the body. So what is there to feel in your left upper arm? Can you stay with it? Is the mind wandering off more in areas that are harder to feel? And now opening the awareness and feeling the entire left arm. Maybe imagining breathing down the left arm. If at any time you notice you're really sleepy, you can also keep your eyes open for a little bit and see if that makes a difference. Now letting go of the left arm and moving the attention into the right hand. Any sensations in the right hand? Areas of contact, maybe feeling the individual fingers, the position of the hand. Then moving on to the wrist, area of the right wrist. And the right forearm. What is the right forearm in contact with? Where is there contact? And then the right elbow. And the right upper arm from the elbow up to the shoulder joint. And then feeling the entire right arm from the shoulder all the way down into the fingers. And maybe using the breath as a guide to breathe into the arm. And then letting go of the right arm and bringing the attention to the shoulders. The shoulders and the back, the upper back and the neck. Another area where we often hold tension. So being curious, what is here today in that area? And if you ever get to an area where there is tension and it is easy to release, by all means do so. And then allowing that tension that doesn't go away to be here as best as you can. The upper back. The neck. And then moving the attention up the neck and throat area to the jaw. Noticing if you're maybe clenching your teeth. And bringing attention to the lips. Maybe noticing if they're touching. Inside of the mouth with the teeth and tongue. And moving on to the cheeks and the nose. And the inside of the nose. Maybe feeling the breath moving in and out through the nose. Moving the attention to the eyes, the muscles around the eyes. The corners of the eyes. Are you squinting? the eyelids, and the eyeballs. Eyebrows. Maybe noticing if you're frowning. And the forehead. And then your entire face. Maybe being aware of an expression on your face. The sides of the head and the ears. The back of the head. And the top of the head. And now opening again to include the entire body. Now, as we're nearing the end of our body scan, feeling the entire body again. And if you like, you can picture yourself breathing from the crown of your head all the way down into your toes and up and out again. Just like the gentle waves at the beach are rolling in and out without any effort. Being breathed. And now, when you're ready, starting to bring movement back into the body, maybe by wiggling the fingers and toes, or allowing the body to move and stretch in any way it wants. If you have been lying down on your back, when you're ready, just rolling over to one side and pushing yourself back up with one hand into a seated position. And taking your time to finish this body scan for you.